Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Episode 316?
Yeah, because didn't we talk about that?
It's 316!
Oh my god, on America's birthday?
I mean, beer.
Middle fingers.
America.
Dismantling the patriarchy.
White men.
Yeah, all of it.
It all is there.
Yeah.
All present and accounted for.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Excellent.
Everything's whatever.
How are you celebrating the 4th of July?
Playing video games and staying in my house and minding my own damn business.
Yes. Making sure your house doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making sure my cats aren't like freaking out.
Yeah, they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are horrible.
People are already setting them off and they're like big ones. And I'm like, go to Disneyland, you fucks.
Go home. Get in your house and stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same. What are you obsessed with this week?
Wow. Do you know what came out this week?
What?
Super Mario Maker 2.
Oh, damn.
What a time to be alive.
Have you just been playing it like nonstop?
Mm-hmm.
This is your life?
Playing it, watching videos, just really immersing myself in it,
absorbing it in just, every way possible,
it around me like a warm blanket.
Excellent.
It's
would I enjoy this game?
I think you might. I mean, it's Mario. Do you like playing Mario games?
Sure.
Do you like people trolling you and trying to find new ways to kill you?
No.
Okay, then maybe not.
I don't love that, but I do love Mario games.
It does have a story mode that like Nintendo made, so I mean, you'd probably like that part of it.
Yes, probably.
You might enjoy making troll levels that try to trick people and kill them and then watching them die. You might like that.
That actually sounds like something I would enjoy.
Yeah, so you might enjoy certain aspects of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can try that.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Josh will get it here sometime soon.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
No.
I started a new show on Netflix.
Okay.
That's my obsession.
What is it?
It's Queen of the South. It is very different from what I would normally select.
Isn't that like the drama one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a drama about a girl who's married to a guy in the cartel.
Yeah. I remember seeing the previews or whatever.
In the very first episode, he dies and she has to like escape the cartel and it's her escaping the cartel, essentially, and then working with them and, you know, whatever. And
falling ultimately, in love with one of them.
You know. Yeah. Okay. And I haven't gotten to the part yet where she's a bad bitch, but she eventually takes over and is the bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like halfway through season two and I started it on Sunday.
Bitch. Are you okay? Jesus.
When I commit to something, I commit hard.
I know.
I commit hard.
I know.
And so I'm like on episode 13 or so of season two.
Damn.
And it's only been 4 days. Like, I'm honestly impressed that I've even been able to accomplish that.
Truly.
But I don't even know how.
I don't either. That's aggressive. I did watch through the first season on Netflix of Good Girls.
Oh, what do you think?
It was be good,
right?
Way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
The previews to trailers, whatever, made it look like trash.
Yeah, it looked like almost maybe a comedy. Like, it didn't look.
Yeah.
Well, and they had kind of comedic side characters.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, Retta doesn't do a lot of drama, serious stuff.
Yeah.
And then Meg. Is that her name in Arrested Development?
Anne.
Egg is like also tends to lean towards comedies. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think it was going to be as dramatic as it was, but I love it.
Mm-hmm. I tried to start season two, but Hulu's does that thing with it where it's only the last five episodes. And so they're already... I don't know how far into season two it is, but it doesn't start at episode one.
I honestly think that season two might be over.
Well, so it's the last five episodes of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait until it comes to Netflix.
Because it has a new episode hasn't gone up in several weeks, so it might be done.
Mm. Or at least there's a break. No, it's probably done. It's summer. It's probably done.
Yeah. I am sexually attractive to the drug dealer in that show.
How dare you? He's a money launderer.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm confusing my criminals now.
Yeah.
The money launderer.
Yeah. He's great.
He's awesome.
And Christina Hendricks is great.
Yeah.
And I think they're great together.
It's amazing.
And I don't know what happens in season two because I haven't watched it yet, but I'm hoping for a bone.
I mean, love a good bone.
Love a bone.
I want to see boning happen.
And someone.
Someone needs to bone someone.
Yeah.
That's not egg.
Yeah. No, I'm good with seeing egg bone people.
Eggs boning people. No. She's boning the wrong people. Egg always bones the wrong people.
Leave it to egg.
Leave it to egg. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great show.
It's great.
It's a great show. Queen of the South is like that, just like much darker.
Is it a Netflix original?
Or I didn't think so. I thought that it originally was on like
TNT or yes, TBS or something like
that. It was somewhere because so I saw commercials like
a
for
cable
it.
Cable network. So it's a little.
But now it says, so maybe it got dropped by that cable network and picked up by Netflix.
Yeah, they've done that.
Because like season two, there's a lot more Fs.
Yeah.
And a lot more of other things like bloody, like there's a lot more.
Yeah.
They pushed the envelope that it couldn't be on regular cable. Yeah.
Also, I think you'd like it. Veronica Mars is on Hulu now.
Okay.
It's like more.
There's like a lot of seasons of that though, right?
They had three seasons and then it got canceled. And then I think they're bringing it back like a comeback for the fourth season. So it's not like a ton.
Okay. That's manageable.
Yeah. And it's more cute, fun humor.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, I went dark.
Yeah,
I don't know
did.
Why I was you like, I'm gonna go dark now.
Yeah,
and see how it goes. And Josh is very concerned I'm gonna get nightmares.
Oh, you probably.
I haven't gotten them so far.
So far.
So far. So far. But, I mean, I guess there's always time.
We love a good TV show.
I love TV shows so much. Mm-hmm. What can eat an eggplant?
Okay. So there I was. And I went to McDonald's. Why? I didn't even feel like eating McDonald's, but I was like, I'll get a Stroop Waffle McFlurry.
Yeah. Sure.
No ice cream.
When?
A couple days ago.
That's maybe over the weekend. Was it late?
No, it was like dinner time.
And they were just out of ice cream.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
That sucks. Nothing but I'm worse.
Like, I feel like their ice cream treats and their McFlurries are like pretty standard staples and like pretty famous. Like you'd think they'd always have those things available.
And especially at that time of day.
Yeah.
Like if I go to a McDonald's at like 10 p.m., I never do that. Who would ever go at 10 p.m. to McDonald's? I do it all the time.
Yeah.
They'll tell me sometimes like we're out of ice cream. And I'm sure it's because they've like cleaned their ice cream machine and they don't want to turn it back on. So sorry. So I kind of get that. But at like 6 p.m.,
yeah.
You need to have some ice cream, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so sad. I was like, wow, I guess I'm not meant to have another Stroop Waffle McFlurry, but it changed my life.
Ugh, it was so good, huh?
It was really good.
I ordered Uber Eats yesterday.
Okay.
Well, are you done with your eggplant? Because I need to get into my eggplant.
Go ahead.
Okay. First, my eggplant is with Uber Eats. Uber Eats has, well, first off, they do have really good delivery prices. Mm-hmm. Like I ordered from them last week Sunday when I was high watching Queen of the South because I wanted McDonald's, but like if you order McDonald's through like Postmates or something, it's like $8 for the delivery. Yeah. And I'm like, ugh. But I also was high, so I couldn't go get it myself. And Uber Eats was like a 49-cent delivery.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yes, I will do that.
Yeah.
Get over here with a Stroop Waffle McFlurry. Uber Eats also has an option where you can either meet your driver at the curb or
they
can bring it to you. And it's more expensive to have them bring it to you. But I am a bougie bitch that I'm like, 49 cent delivery. I'll pay the extra and have them deliver it to my house. I've ordered from them twice. Both times they like basically refused to come to my door. And I had to send, I mean, I didn't do it. I sent Josh down to go get it. But I'm like, I paid the extra service charge to have you bring it to my door and you're not.
Can you complain?
Probably.
Can you write a strongly worded letter?
Probably.
And at least be like, if they're not going to come to my door, at least give me a refund of whatever extra I charged.
I mean, it's not a lot. It's like a dollar or two. But still, like, if you were supposed to do that. That's what I asked for. That's what I paid for.
Yeah.
And it makes me angry. And I feel like a lazy cunt even complaining about it, but like...
But if you... Why give the option if it's not going to happen?
If it's not going to happen. Or do they just assume everyone selects meet me at the curb?
Well, that's a pretty big assumption.
And huge assumption.
And I'm sure on their end they have some notification that tells them.
I'm sure. And they just didn't want to. And I... Yesterday, my delivery woman, her name was Mary Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
She was a bitch.
Yeah.
She was like a bitch.
Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth.
Who goes by Mary Elizabeth.
And that, but then was there's my psychic, who's Mary Beth, who I might be seeing next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but maybe not, because what's-his-face isn't here. I need to meet with her. I need to schedule an appointment. We need to have a talk. I need to know what my spirit animal is. Mm-hmm. I need to know how to channel my energy. It's very important.
Yeah.
Because I don't think my best use of energy channeling is into Queen of the South. Mm-mm. Just like all day, every day.
No, it's probably not.
Probably not.
Probably
And they're hour episodes. I'm like...
You...
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
I have a problem.
Whoa. Let's pump the brakes.
I don't know. I'm just nasty at what I do.
Yeah.
So... We don't have anything for new flavors of old favorites.
But you can eat a bean because you are a loser.
So I lost pretty hard on Pick'ems for what was the show we just watched?
Fyter Fest.
And the deal for losing is you have to eat a bean. I argued last week, like, why can't the winner just get something? Why does a loser have to? And you're like, it's fine, just do it. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I lost, and now I got to eat a bean, and I don't do well with this. So I'm going to spin the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to spin the wheel, or should I just, like, close my eyes and finger a bean?
Whichever you want.
No!
Whichever you want.
Damn it. I didn't. That was not intended to come out the way it came out. It just did.
Yeah.
But also, cool. I'm going to spin. Okay, it's right on the edge. It's literally like on the line between juicy pear and or booger and buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
I'd say
juicy pear. That's one is easier to decipher.
Okay.
Because there's like four different whites.
Okay.
But there's only one green.
Okay.
Can you pick out one of the greens for me?
This one has a lot of spots. Very boogery.
Okay. All right. Can I have a napkin? Just in case. Did you just put one in your mouth for fun?
Yeah.
A green
blue.
One?
No, blue.
Oh, blue's...
Blue's easy. It's berry blue or toothpaste. Like,
yeah,
either way.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely not pear.
That's definitely not...
It is old.
Why, is it not as pungent? Or
it's
is it
not? But it tastes just like dirty.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't taste as aggressive as it does when they're fresh, because those are like a year old.
Fun fact. Yeah, and the bean's like a little stale, like harder to chew.
Yeah.
Fun fact. I just had one that was either dirty dishwasher or birthday cake. The dirty dishwasher tastes a little tiny bit like baby wipes because it's kind of soapy.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. I like how you just by choice ate some of those.
I mean, I picked ones that weren't super gross, like not like barf or vomit or rotten egg or anything like that. But
gross. Booger's gross. It doesn't taste like booger. It just tastes dirty.
Yeah.
Like dirty, gross.
Like slimy.
Slimy, nasty, gross.
Mm. Ooh.
All right, let's talk about some news.
News.
News, news, news. Peyton Royce had her bachelorette party yesterday.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
With Billy and Emma.
Yeah.
Tenille Dashwood.
Fun fact, she felt the earthquake that happened today in Vegas.
Oh.
So, cool. Crazy.
Earth. Yeah. Yeah. There was a 6.5 up or 6.4 up near Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like halfway, so that makes sense. Yeah. And if we could feel it here, then and we're halfway, they should be able to feel it there.
Yeah. So, crazy.
But, like, yikes. At the, wherever it actually happened, that must have been
That's a
bananas.
Big one. Yeah.
Yeah. 6.4 is pretty significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because anything below, like, a 4 is, like, not a big deal.
You can't it's even. Not a big deal. I don't even feel them. Everyone's like, you feel the earthquake? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, I didn't feel the earthquake today because I was walking around the grocery store. But everyone else in the grocery store felt it. And, like, all, like, the lights were swinging and stuff. So,
yo no sé.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I guess there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
So that happened. Do you want to talk about the argument that you had with Luigi?
Well,
I feel like now's the perfect time.
So, yes. So, Luigi is actually the one who showed me that Peyton tweeted that she felt the earthquake in Vegas, which I knew she was in Vegas for her bachelorette party.
Right.
So, it all ties back. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you follow Peyton on Twitter. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And he was like, yeah, I follow Peyton on Twitter. I was like, oh, so you think Peyton's the hot one?
Oh, so this is how this argument started.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, so you think Peyton's the hot one? And he was like, yeah, duh. And I was like, no, it's Billy.
Luigi, do you follow Billy?
Exactly.
Okay, so he doesn't follow Billy. He only follows Peyton.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But to be fair, Peyton posts a lot more sexy pictures than Billy.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, almost exclusively sexy pictures.
Yeah. Or her working out. Which is also sexy.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be fair, I understand. And I think both of them are hot, but I think my preference is Billy. And I was like, what?
If you had to FM one of them. Okay, we're not killing anybody.
No.
But FM one of them, you would FM Billy.
Yeah. If I, like, had to choose. But honestly, I'd probably FM either of them. But, like...
Well, yes. But if you're, like, you only can pick one.
Yeah, I'd pick Billy.
Pick Billy.
Yeah.
I also would pick Billy.
Yeah. So, I was like, oh, wow, that's an interesting choice because it's clearly Billy. And he was like, nah. And I was like... And I started a Twitter war because Suit Williams thinks it's Peyton. And I was like, wow. I had no idea.
Luigi, do you want to... like argue your case or no?
No, he's very shy.
He's like, no, not at all.
No, he's
very confident in his decision. I mean, I don't want to put it out onto the internet. Like, we could put a poll, because I think if we put up a poll, I think Peyton would win, because I think Peyton is your more traditionally hot, because if we're going like hotness, I think she's your more traditional hot,
and she posts
look
so many sexy pictures.
Yes, but you know, I don't know.
I guess
I'm a Billy girl.
I'm a Billy girl. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
No.
I'm not surprised by that. Producer also agrees Billy. So we're a very pro Billy podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
You know?
I mean, obviously they're both very attractive.
Clearly.
Super attractive.
Yeah.
But I like how your first instinct was like, oh, so you follow Peyton on Instagram?
Yeah. I'm like, really?
I see.
Interesting.
I see. That's what's going on.
Yeah. I follow both of them.
I do as well.
But I can say it's for, you know, science, because I have a podcast
it's
that I
science.
Need to keep up on the news.
Also, but it's also okay to follow someone because they're hot.
Well, then there's definitely the wrestlers that I don't follow because they're not interesting or hot.
Sure.
So there you have it. So that's that. I mean, they're both hot. But I feel like you're either a team Billy or a team
Peyton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You have to choose a side.
Gotta pick
one.
Also, speaking of iconics,
yes.
Did you listen to the Bellas podcast?
Oh, fuck my face. No, I did not.
Okay. So, well, I'll just give you minor spoilers.
Okay.
In it, Nikki goes into a little bit more depth about her career-ending injuries.
Okay.
So she's herniated her neck again above where her last hernia was.
Yeah.
And then she also has the benign brain cyst, right? Yes. So basically, they were, Bri and Nikki were supposed to come back after WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
Do a comeback, have a storyline with the Iconics for the tag team titles.
Oh, how fun.
So they were supposed to go against them for a few months. I don't know how long or if they were going to win the titles or whatnot. She didn't go into that much, but she just said we were going to do a program with the Iconics and we were super excited about it. But Nikki said she just didn't feel right. So she went back to her doctor and that's when she found out she had the brain. This was literally, she said, the Thursday before WrestleMania that she found out she had the brain cyst and she'd herniated her neck again. And her doctor was like, you absolutely can't wrestle. You will paralyze yourself.
Yeah. Period. End of story. You're all done.
So they, that was how quickly, like, they had to cancel that whole storyline. So it kind of makes sense why, well, it makes sense why at first the Iconics weren't really doing a whole lot with their belts because
they weren't sure what they were going to do. They had a plan and they had to abort it.
Yeah. So now,
my mouth still tastes like booger.
But now, I mean, I feel like we're quite a few months out of WrestleMania. I feel like they could have figured out something else to do by now.
Truly.
But it does make sense why at first the Iconics were kind of like not really doing anything because they had this whole thing planned out that didn't happen. So, thought it was interesting that they were going to come back and go for the I imagine they probably would have won them at least
if you're
going
to bring them back they have to hold it for at least a minute
so
oh well that's sad. What was Bella Brains about?
Bella Brains was about summer. So he asked them, what does SPF stand for?
Oh, sun protected. I have no idea.
Okay. They didn't either.
Okay.
That's about as far as they got.
Yeah. Protectant. I don't know.
Factor?
Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
He asked them why days are longer during the summer.
Science. Because of where the earth or the sun is positioned. Rotating around the earth
basically.
Basically.
And he asked them, I forget what else he asked them, but I don't know. Summer themed.
Okay, who won?
Bri. Yeah,
damn,
she's on a roll.
She is on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
And he was very careful. He was like, I'm not giving anyone a hint that I didn't give the other one a hint, or vice versa. So
being fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Good. Yeah. She talked a little bit about that on some late night show that she was on recently, that she had herniated again above the first hernia and there was a brain cyst. And so she was done. Like there's no going back. It's in the rear view.
Yeah.
All done.
Yeah. But she didn't go into, she had already planned for a comeback and got told at the last minute, no,
you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank God she went to the doctor just to check it out.
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I guess she also said that when she went back for Evolution, she didn't clear it with her doctor.
And her doctor probably freaked out.
And her doctor was like, her doctor didn't even want her to come back the first time.
Yeah.
Let alone the second time at Evolution. And so she said she started feeling kind of weird after Evolution. But then when she was, like, supposed to get back and wrestle again, she was like, I better have this checked out. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go to your doctors.
Yeah.
They mostly know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know more so than you do.
Well, when you have the healthcare she has, she's going to the top of the line doctors, sure. I'm sure.
Well, and when you have an injury that's that severe, like, you can't around.
Yeah.
Or you will be paralyzed.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
What other news? Producer, what happened this week?
Really just Fight Fest. There's been a little, Raw is Raw, SmackDown.
I didn't watch either.
I didn't either, but I've heard recaps. It's a lot of 2 out of 3 falls matches so that they don't have to go to commercial in the middle of a match. It's a lot of...
Which 2 out of 3 falls matches are just bullshit.
Yeah.
God, no one wants that.
No,
I don't
have
care.
Shorter, have more shorter matches.
Exactly. Or I don't care if you do, if you wrestle through the break, but just whisper to your performers like, hey, it's a break. Like, just rest for a
they
minute
do.
Or do... Yeah. So it's just
do.
Like...
That's how breaks normally work. But like, also you could just not have every match go 25 minutes on Raw because that sucks, and just have a bunch of 8-minute matches on Raw and have more matches and have more performers on the show.
That too.
So, but yeah, you know, wrestling is wrestling. There's not a ton that's happened this week from what I've seen.
I know we didn't talk about it last week, but Seth Rollins and Will Ospreay kind of like got into a Twitter.
Yeah. They've since
nonsense.
Kind of apologized
well,
and made up.
Yeah, because Seth Rollins, he tweeted some like douchebag thing about like my bank account is bigger than your bank account. Like, he went to that level. Like, yeah, once you start making money, let's talk. And I'm like, ew. And Seth tweeted, after a few days to sit on it, I'd like to apologize to Will Ospreay for the tweet I sent his way about comparing bank accounts. It was dumb of me and not in line with my values. The moment I pressed the send button, I knew it was trash, but I'm too stubborn and for my own good. Is essentially what he said, right? Like, I'm sorry, that was trash and I shouldn't have done it. Will Ospreay, apology accepted. Just buy me Nando's. I don't know what that is.
It's like a UK like food.
Cool.
Like restaurant.
Honestly, nothing but respect for you, sir. Just a bit of banter in my mind. I've followed your career since you were Tyler Black, and I know it's not all the money, and it's all about your love. Keep flying your flag and having fun. So they squashed it. Good
That's
job,
honestly
boys.
Cute.
It's very cute.
Like, it's pretty wholesome.
It's cute that, like, because they were getting kind of, like, nasty
yeah.
with one another. And for Seth to be like, yeah, I fucked up. I took it too far, and that was not cool, and it's not who I am, and I'm sorry. And Will being like, it's chill. I've been following you forever. I know that you have a passion and love for this industry.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good job, boys.
Yeah, you did it.
You did it. Can we talk about the Ariel casting?
Okay.
L-O-V-E, love.
Same.
So happy with it. They're rumored to be doing Melissa McCarthy, I think, for Ursula, and I kind of hate that.
That's a big boo from me. And I have nothing against Melissa McCarthy. I think she's great, but I also feel like I'm like confused. I'm like, can she even sing? Because Poor Unfortunate Souls is a very important song, and it's also very like theatrical and Broadway, and you really need to have like a big, powerful voice.
Yes.
And I'm like,
and I also don't want it to be comedic. Really at all.
No.
You want it to be like a scary bad yeah. girl. Like, she has her moments where she can kind of like sass.
Yeah.
But not comedy.
No.
So I really like.
I'm not in love with Melissa McCarthy
so
at all. I like Melissa McCarthy.
Me too.
But I.
But
don't.
Not for that role.
No.
So, but I love the Ariel casting. Halle Bailey.
Yes. I always want to say Halle Berry.
Yeah. But it's Halle like Bailey. And she's got, like, she's beautiful.
And she's the voice of an angel.
And she has the right, like, shaped face.
Yeah.
Like, her face is very princess-y.
Yes.
She's got really, like, big eyes uh-huh. and, like, a small face. Like,
but,
it's,
like nice round
but
cheeks.
But, like, nice round cheeks and, like, so a tiny chin. Like, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, she's got, like, the perfect princess face. She's got a great voice. I am here for it.
Oh my god, I'm
the
obsessed.
Internet is so mad, and I'm like, internet, you're gross, go home.
You're so gross,
you're disgusting, go home.
Like, did we not have this drama already in 1997 when Brandy was in Cinderella? Like, can we
oh
not move on? It's been 22 years.
It's okay, everybody.
And guess what, that version of Cinderella slaps. It's the best.
It's great.
Like, get over it.
Yeah, people just need to get over it.
Yeah, and then everyone's like,
we need to say is the internet's gross and stop.
And she's perfect.
If you have a problem with her being cast, you have a problem with yourself. You are the problem, sir.
Or ma'am.
Or ma'am, but mostly sir. Most of the comments I were seeing were sir.
There were some ma'ams.
There were some, I mean, there's always ma'ams. There's always that ma'am.
There's always that ma'am. But yes, sirs definitely are the grossest
Mary
part of the
Elizabeth, Kelly Ann.
Yeah.
You know, those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I love it. I'm so excited about it. Oh, you saw Toy Story.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was real cute. Forky is me.
You are Forky?
Yeah. Okay. I'm obsessed with Forky. I'm obsessed with Bo Peep being a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Yeah.
I was a little bit... I thought the movie was cute. Whatever. It was great. I cried.
You cried?
I teared up.
I love this, like, getting a little bit older karma who, like, tears up and feels emotions.
I teared up. Couple tears rolled down. Oh. Luigi.
Ugly cried?
Ugly cried.
Yes! My man.
Putting him on blast on the internet. But it was very cute.
Oh,
it was very sweet and wholesome.
You know, sometimes ugly crying feels good.
Yeah. Like, especially a happy ugly cry.
Oh, I cried a sad ugly cry yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, a really pretty aggressive, sad ugly cry. But then, like, after I, like, pulled myself together, I was like, okay, that was good to release that.
Yeah.
That felt good to, like.
Yeah.
But.
I will say, like. Do I think Toy Story 4 was necessary? No. I think Toy Story 3 was a perfect ending. I was a little, I guess, disappointed because the Toy Story 4 really, like, to me, the fun of Toy Story is always, like, seeing all the toys together and interacting and helping each other. And this was very Woody heavy. It was mainly Woody, Bo Peep, and, like, a tiny bit of, like, Buzz and Jesse and, like, almost none of the other toys.
Oh, that sucks.
So.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It was cute. It was fun. It was there. It was great.
It was there.
It was great. I mean, I definitely think it was cute.
So that's a you don't need to see it in theaters review, right? Like, I can wait until it's on Divid.
Probably. I mean, unless you're the type of person who loves to go see it in the theaters or whatever. But if you're not, then yeah. It's a wait.
And if it's something that I know I'm going to like. Ugly crying. Yeah. Like, I know. I want to go see Lion King in theaters because I think that'll be a different experience, first off.
Yeah.
Like, I think that on a large screen that will have more of an impact. But I know that I am going to ugly cry at multiple points in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I will probably ugly cry in the literal opening sequence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know? Like, sometimes I'll watch the animated and you just, like, hear the music starting and you're like, ugh, and it just gets in your heart.
Yeah.
And then you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Lion King was my shit growing up. Like, that was the first movie that I remember, like, really falling in love with and, like, really, like, wearing out my VHS copy and just, like, being obsessed with it, like, head to toe. Like, I remember the toys I had. I remember, you know, going to Disneyland and seeing, like, Lion King stuff at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I remember listening to the soundtrack.
Do you remember the Lion King parade?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Like, obsessed. So that was, like, the first movie that I was, like, super obsessed with growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. So when does that come out?
July something.
Do you want to go together? We can all just like hold hands and ugly cry.
Sounds great.
Yes.
It really sounds great. Just like get in we'll a circle schedule it. And just like.
Maybe we can do like. Because I mean, I'm assuming it's going to come out on a Friday. So like we could do like a Thursday night.
A situation. Like a Detective Pikachu situation.
Yes. But I'd like to go to a different theater.
You're boycotting.
I'm boycotting shoe that. Throwing yes. Things. And children jumping around.
July 18.
Oh, so that's next week. In 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks from today, basically.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, I was watching the press conference after the baseball game on Tuesday. Uh-huh. So Angels, I mean, if you don't know, because I would guess a lot of people that listen to this don't really follow sports, but one of the Angels pitchers, Tyler Skaggs, unexpectedly and tragically passed away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so the game was canceled. They were in Texas. Game was canceled, but they played on Tuesday. Which they won, which was awesome. But then essentially the whole team was around for the press conference afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like men crying. Do you know what I mean? And they're just talking about him and how great he was and the spirit he had and all of those kinds of things. And they're just like, one guy would start talking and then like completely get choked up, and then the other guys would come and just like put their like hands on his shoulder and like you know what I mean. And it was just so like sad but also beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it's nice to see because men are generally stereotypically supposed to like man up and not like, now I'm crying, and not have those kinds of emotions, and to see not only them freely sharing those emotions and like getting emotional, but then having their teammates support them, I was just like, this is too much. And I watched the whole thing and just like sobbed. Oh, like I couldn't stop watching. And then I just started like down this rabbit hole of like other interviews and news stories and things, and I'm just like crying. Oh, but now, I mean, I'm crying now just because I'm like retelling it, but after like I like had released that, I'm like, okay, it felt kind of good. You know what I mean? I think I hope that doesn't sound bad, but it like kind of feels good to like
to let your emotions out instead of constantly like pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing them down.
Exactly. Oh no, I'm good, thank you so much. But I it happened on Monday, and I didn't really, and then they played on Tuesday, and I don't know, I felt really disjointed from it. Like, I didn't have time to think about it. You know, I didn't have time to really like dig in, it was very Aiden Hart for me. And so it just like took like 48 hours before I really like paid attention to what was like, I knew it had happened. I'm aware of that, and but then watching how it's affecting everybody was just like freaking killer. Poor boy. He just got he got married in December, so he's newly married. I know, it's awful.
Horrible.
Anyways, what do we want to talk about now? I took it way down.
Yeah, that was like a moment. I was like, damn.
I didn't mean to, but it happened. It happened. Yeah. I will do that from time to time. I mean, I think we should just let's talk about it. We need to talk about Big Brother. I have so many things to discuss.
Let me say first and foremost that I have not watched any of the live feeds because A, I've been busy, and B, I've heard that pretty much universally everyone in the house is trash.
Yeah.
So
I've stopped watching live feeds. So and I love live feed.
And I feel like even on the edited version of the show that I'm watching, I'm getting a feeling that everyone in the house is trash. Like, maybe not like straight up like racist, misogynistic, homophobic trash, but just like trash people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't like any of you.
Yeah.
At least not the ones.
The ones they're featuring are not good people.
Very unlikable.
I think the people they aren't featuring are totally fine, normal people.
Yeah.
But the people who are getting the airtime are not good people.
And I even feel like, even on the internet, and again, I don't know if it's more because people are watching the live feeds and talking about it, but like the people who they're featuring who normally would be fan favorites are like, no. Like, for instance, well, let's just talk about it.
Aquaman,
he's gorgeous, he's young, he's strong in competitions,
and the stuff they're choosing to show on the show make him seem like he has some like compassion and loyalty and like a decent person.
Well, except, but then when Christy was like, you know what? No, I really don't feel like I need to get Kemi out, or maybe even Kat. Like, they haven't done anything to me. And then he like kind of went a little crazy.
Yeah.
And was like, what was the plan? You got to stick with the plan. And she was like, well, but the plan's changed because I've spent time with these people. And
yeah,
you know, and he was like, no. Plan. And she was like, whoa.
I'm the HOH, bitch, back off.
So he got a little aggressive, and then he won HOH, and I just feel like I was like, I don't want this to be like, because I know what this is already. It's the summer of the big stupid guys run around and bully the underdogs and send them home, and then that's not fun. So correct. I'm already like,
already irritated. We're 1 week in and I'm like,
well, because
I don't
know. Keep sending home people that I really think have potential to be likable, to be strong competitors, to be like good people, good players. And like, they're already gone. I'm like, ew.
Well, and honestly, I'm curious if the whole like, so they have introduced this new idea that people who get eliminated stay in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if that's a, we need to keep someone in this house that isn't complete trash. Like, socially, we need to have some people in here that aren't trash. Because I think David's a decent person. Mm-hmm. I think Ovi's a decent person. They've both been eliminated at this point. And who the majority... And there's a majority alliance, and everyone in that majority alliance are awful people. Like, they've said and done racist, homophobic, awful things in the house. But mostly just said things. They haven't really done things, but they will say things that are awful. And if you only have those eight really terrible people on TV,
no one's gonna watch that.
No one's gonna watch. Well, yeah, there was a straight up like petition to get Aquaman like off the show.
Yeah,
taken out because of his behavior.
So already we're week two. And this is like, and then he won HOH, and he was so, and Jessica was so close. I was like, yes, I love Jessica. Like, I want her to win. I want them to like be scrambling, you know, the majority alliance. Yeah.
I missed like the last 5 minutes of the show because I was dealing with Mary Elizabeth and my dinner. But I know that
it came down to Jack and Jessica.
I didn't know it came down to Jack and Jessica, but I know that Jack won.
Yeah.
But like people, so. Everyone's been talking shit on everyone, right? Even the people within their alliance. So on live feeds, because I also now have just like followed this Twitter account that just does like a minute by minute update of what's happening on the live feeds.
And like what's going on.
And what's important and like important like quotes that are happening between house guests. So I can just like go through that and in 10 to 15 minutes figure out what happened all day on live feeds.
Yeah, basically.
And
what's important.
Exactly. And there's people in there that are like, you know, no one in his family or friends or anybody signed a release to appear or participate in the show in any way. So, like, I don't know if you remember his, like, entrance video. It was just him on the beach with his dog, right? So no one in his life, like, signed that away. And he straight up said, like, if I win HOH, I have no idea who's writing my letter. So.
Because they haven't signed a release.
Because no one has signed a release because no one wants to even support him
or like be associated with him publicly, basically.
Exactly. So I know because I read on the live feeds the person who wrote his letter for his HOH win was a work colleague, so they had to have gone to his place of employment and been like, hi, will anyone write this person a letter
and let us
somebody he works with was like, yeah, I'll write a letter for him.
Well, and that's not really special to be like, thanks, work proximity associate. Like, okay.
Well, but doesn't that give you like just a glimpse into the person he is
outside of
his person? Outside, no one will associate with him.
Yeah.
No friends, no family, no exes, no current, no one. Everyone's like, nope.
Yeah.
So he's trash. He's awful. I think very blatantly racist.
You don't say.
So there's
that.
And like aggressively racist, like not just like he's talked. Yeah, he's aggressively racist. So there's.
Well, and it doesn't look good for pretty much anyone in the house or CBS in general that like the first two people to be eliminated were like people of color.
Yeah.
And pretty much the most of the people that they're heavily featuring on the edited version of the show are white.
Yeah.
And they're all targeting the people of color.
Yeah.
Doesn't look great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not great. It's not great. It's bad.
It's not great.
It's all bad. So it's kind of yucky.
So I'm like not even like enjoying watching, especially after, well, mostly after the episode last night. I just feel like yucky now.
Yeah,
like even I can tell. And like I said, I haven't been watching the live feeds. I have been getting bits and pieces of information from like Twitter or whatever that things are not great in the house, but I haven't actually seen anything myself, and I still feel like yucky. Like I knew he's yucky.
And Jackson is boning Catherine.
Yeah, they showed that on TV.
But they've been boning since like night, like one or two.
Yeah.
And he recently said on live feeds that he is like ready for her to go home because he's ready to fuck Holly.
Oh my God.
So he's one of those that just like women, the men are very much so like women are disposable.
Yeah.
And they're very open and blatant yeah. about yeah. these women are disposable. They're yeah. here for us and our enjoyment, and then we will get rid of them. And that, it's just bad. It's bad. It's bad. Mm-mm. Head to toe. You're like traditionally, you're two like bro dudes.
Yeah.
Jack and Jackson.
Well, and the fact that they, Ovi told them about his power, like gameplay wise, they should have kept Ovi in the game to try to see if he would use their power for them or to help them in some way.
Sure.
But they still got rid of him.
I mean, there's two ways to think of that. If someone told me that they had that power, I'd be like, bye-bye, you're yeah. gone. Because that could then be used against me at any point, yeah. too. Even if they, I mean, people say all day long, like, I promise I'll yeah. use it for, mm-hmm, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, but I also feel like the dude bros are so, like, we can strong-arm him into using it for us or trick, you know, manipulate yeah. him. Like, they're dude bros.
They're dude bros. They're really gross. Like them. They're really gross. And some of the girls, I think, I mean, there's been a lot on live feeds of the girls starting to be like, yeah, these guys are trash. Mm-hmm. Let's all bind together.
Like, you should have get on rid day of one the boys and voted for Jessica instead of the dumb boys.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Stupid.
So, like, there, I think there's a possibility that there may be some sort of lady alliance that yeah. tries to, like, get these dude bros out.
Yeah.
But
it won't be for another week, at least, because Aquaman's HOH.
Yep. Horrible. But you got other. Oh, no. He's HOH. He's not going to get rid of anybody that he's.
No. He's going to go up for Jessica.
Nicole. Cliff.
Yeah.
Bella. Everyone's mad at Bella. Because Bella's too close with Kemi.
Well, but that's fine.
It's not if you're a racist.
Well, yeah.
If you're a racist, you don't like that mm-hmm. someone in your alliance is talking to someone of color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's really gross. Mm-hmm. It's very gross. Mm-hmm. But I do think, like, one good thing about Jack, he is, well, no, actually, it's a terrible thing about Jack, but whatever. He's a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, at night on the live feeds, he'll put together, like, whole, like, workout groups for everybody. So everybody comes in the backyard, they're ready to go. And he's like, okay, so we're going to do 12 of these and 12 of these and 12 mm-hmm. of these. And then we're going to rotate that 3 times. So everyone's, like, working out mm-hmm. and probably going to, like, get in better shape in the mm-hmm. house as long as he's around, because they're doing these, like, everyone working yeah. out together and doing whatever yeah. but he's also super like he
I just
was talking shit about Ovi's weight, like, immediately mm-hmm. like that he's fat and he needs to, you know, have more ambition and whatever, and I'm like, you're an asshole.
Yeah. And like,
but to his face, be like, yeah, you're awesome. You mm-hmm. get it. And you're like,
I just feel like these people go through so many hoops and interviews and auditions at CBS. Not to mention what CBS has gone through with what's his face, Mr. Julie Chen.
How did you not go through
a rigorous process in terms of vetting out, like, the racists and the homophobes and the misogynists? I mean, at least so it's not the whole house.
So it's not all of them.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably about 50%, but generally that's a lot. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. Yeah. 50% is a lot.
Yeah.
Because normally there's always, like, one or two, like, real pieces of shit.
There's but always
if there's one
be.
Or two, there tend to be quieter.
Yeah.
When you've got, like, half of people that are on your side, yeah. they're loud.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Yeah.
The first day that, like, live feeds went up, some of them were sitting out on the hammock and they're like, oh, we're going to be in trouble.
And also,
we're
how
like,
do you
like
not...
one of them's like, I'm gonna lose my job over this show because of yeah. things that were said already.
But
I'm
again,
like, you guys, you don't say them.
You go into it knowing you're on camera 24 hours a day,
and just don't be an asshole.
Because people straight up have lost their on Big Brother. People, multiple people have lost jobs
because of things they've said.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Idiots.
Idiots.
Your job knows where you are because you had to request 3 months off.
They're aware. Yeah. They're watching. Because also, anyone that's like, oh, I know this person on this show, let's yeah. watch the show.
Yeah.
Like, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. But also, I think if you're just a trash person,
you can't
keep
stop
it.
Being
you can't
trash.
Keep it. Yeah. Contained yeah. for too long.
Yeah.
But they didn't even try. They've only been in the house for a couple weeks.
Exactly.
Like, didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I feel like Julie Chen Moonves needs to hit a whole reset button on this whole season and just be like, okay, we're starting over.
We made a mistake.
Everyone's back in the house. We're doing everything over.
Yeah.
Just have a few more double eliminations down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know.
I mean, technically, they haven't even really eliminated anybody. Like, everyone's still in the house. No one's flown home yet.
No one's flown home, and everyone's, like, technically still there. In it.
Yeah.
Like, while the Ovi and David have been eliminated, they're still, like,
they can come
competing.
Back in.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like,
when David came back, I forgot how sexy he was. Mm. I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And David
also seems like a genuine and pure and normal human.
Decent guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
When she said that everyone stayed in the house, I'm like, oh, that's tricky.
That's tricky
because you gotta like backstab you have to lie to people
and
so
the person,
you
one of those people's coming back in the game and they've now seen
everything
that's
I love
on.
That mm-hmm. I love that aspect but like you have to lie to people when you're eliminating them so like you have to lie straight to someone's face eliminate them and then stay with them
not to mention when it does get down to the jury most of the people then will have seen from the beginning, like the whole.
Well, I'm curious how long that's going to go because they said
the first four weeks. So those people probably won't be jury members, but
no.
They've seen the inside of the house for a good chunk of the season.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the jury members will have seen pretty much everyone and gotten to know everyone.
Yeah.
Through the whole season. Because here's the thing. I feel like at this point, the two dude bros eliminate everyone in the house. They're not going to win. Doesn't matter. Even if they make it all the way to the end, no one's gonna vote for that.
No.
Hot Mess Express.
No.
That's where you're gonna get a freaking another upset win, like when Josh won
yeah.
over Paul,
or like Casey this last season over
Tyler. But Tyler wasn't a piece of shit human. He was just
no.
a bad game player.
But he was a really good game player. He just promised too many people too many things,
yeah.
and they figured that out.
Yeah. So, but he wasn't a piece of shit human.
No. But I would say that like. He, if I had to vote for someone, I would have voted for Tyler, not for Casey.
Yeah.
And Casey, I think, was an upset win.
Yeah.
There's actually been a lot of upset wins recently.
Yeah.
Where the better game players just pissed too many people off. They have bad jury management.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. This season's such a mess already. I have to continue watching.
Well,
but
obviously.
If it gets really bad with, like, the dude bros running the house, I can't watch that all season.
I agree. Well, I mean, I'm not watching really live feeds anymore.
Yeah.
Because I simply cannot.
Yeah, no.
And it's just like, it's awful.
Yeah.
And also the boys were, it's just, ugh.
Yuck.
All the boys, even the boys that I had like faith in, are still so creepy with the girls.
Yeah.
That I'm like, hashtag time's up.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah, especially
knock
with what
it off.
With Mr. Julie Chen. Like, come on, you guys.
It's
what is going on?
And it's just the dude bros. Like, Tommy's great.
Well, clearly.
Except for Tommy is good friends with an old house guest from, like, several seasons ago. Gina Marie. Do you know who that is? Mm-hmm. Well, she's, like, hella racist, too. So she's friends with him. And so people have already been like, uh-oh.
Well.
If you are the company you keep mm-hmm. and so there was that concern but he's been delightful on live feeds and on the show he's been fine and Cliff is a goddamn delight because he's just like an old dad Sam's fine but sometimes Sam gets creepy too and I'm like Sam you're married stop you got children's but he's not as creepy as like Jackson Nick Nick I'm very disappointed in
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed
isn't he
in him.
The child psychologist or whatever?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he's creepy with girls.
And you deal with
children.
And they're developing minds.
So, like, also another thing you should think about, because how many clients are going to drop you if they see the way you behave with women? They're not going to be bringing their children to you.
What is wrong with people?
Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Please have mercy.
But,
actually, maybe just send the apocalypse.
But
it's time.
But there's way more way more girls in the house than boys in the house. So like if they can just put their petty nonsense aside,
yeah,
get, and work together, yeah, like girls, stop being girls, let's be women,
yeah,
and let's run this motherfucking house.
Yeah,
like it wouldn't even, it's not even hard.
They should have done a night one.
There aren't that many dude bros. They should, let's get rid of the dude bros.
They should have done it night one.
Yeah. They, wow. They fucked up.
They fucked up.
Because if they had all banded together, then I feel like you would have had a Jacks and Jack sitting next to each other. Uh-huh. And one of the two of them would go home. And I think you cut the legs out of underneath one of them. The other one will soon follow.
Yeah.
So. Yo no sé. I don't know. Is that all the boys? Jack, Jackson, Nick, Cliff, Sam, Tommy? Is that all that's left in boys?
Yeah, because they already got rid of two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, girls. Get your shit together.
Truly.
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers.
It happened this weekend. The wedding of Sophie and Joe. The hashtag was Turner into a Jonas.
I would have said Turner. I barely know her, but you know, whatever.
That's my. But Turner into a Jonas makes sense.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, okay, it's cute, 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 but, cute. You know. The whole family was there. Frankie Jonas was flipping off paparazzi.
As he would. They've only released one official photo.
Yes,
from the wedding.
And how did we get the back of the dress?
I think Sophie posted.
Okay.
Or maybe the designer posted it.
Someone posted it, but I saw the back of the dress. The designer
posted it.
I do like the photo that they've released, and I do like her dress from the front, and I hate it from the back.
Here's how I feel. To me, it feels very okay. Like, I don't think it's horrible, ugly. I don't think it looks bad on her. I think she looks very happy and glowing. I think she clearly loves it. But I don't know. To me, it feels a little like boring or like too old for her.
It's very like traditional.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah.
That dress will be beautiful in 50 years. Yeah. It will be, you know, it would have been beautiful 50 years ago. It's got a nice classic silhouette with the exception of the deep V. That's kind of, you know, that wouldn't have flown 50 years ago. No. But like, I think it looks absolutely stunning from the front, and then the back is just
weird.
Weird. It's got a weird like butt crack.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that part.
It's very strange. It looks from the back, it looks hella old and matronly. Like it was like a relative's dress that they're like, "Well, just kind of twist it up a little bit." Like it looks like old grandma dress.
Yeah, but so I don't love it. I don't hate it. I think it's just okay. But, you know, she looks great. She looks happy.
They both look so goddamn happy. Like, look how happy Joe looks. Look at his face.
A fake colorized version.
Oh, cute. Let me see.
Yeah, no, they're thrilled. They're over the moon.
They both look so happy.
They're having a great time, and I'm happy for them.
Yeah, me too. God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, they're my favorite couple.
Obviously.
So. I'm happy with that. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I like how they watermarked their photo.
Yeah.
Like, no one steal this.
Like, people can't just edit that out in 5 seconds.
Yeah. It's our copyright.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, God bless. Good luck. Did you see the video where drunk Priyanka almost fell off a boat?
No!
Let me find that for you. I remember when
they were on the boat dancing.
Oh, yeah. So she...
I saw pictures. I didn't see a video.
Let's see if I can find it quickly.
Wow. you know, honestly, that's maybe my favorite thing she's ever done. Well, hashtag relatable.
Nick had to, like, grab her.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't as dramatic as it's sounding, but, like...
Is it an ad? Is it happening?
I don't know what this is that I found, but like, we'll just... No, get back here. Why is it doing this? I don't know why it's making all the noise, but like, I don't like the noise. Mm-hmm. But like, she's
just drunk on a boat.
Oh my God. She's like fucked up on a boat. Then she just
filling her drink.
She just starts falling backwards, and he grabs her arm, and she like lets her drink fall and just laughs. I'm like,
oh my god, girl, move her away from the edge.
Yeah, she should not be at the edge of this boat, because like, also there's not really high.
No, you're
bars.
Going down.
You're going down hard. Yeah, of her just like shit faced on a boat, and like Nick having to make sure she doesn't fall overboard.
No, I love this. Definitely my favorite thing that I've ever seen her do. Like that, her drink just goes flying,
and she's like, "Whatever."
Oh my, yes. That she's just like,
okay.
Can I have another drink, please?
Yeah, oh. And she's just like laughing, like, "How funny!"
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, no, because the bar is like below her ass.
No,
so like
it's gonna make you fall faster.
You're gonna like, fall. Yeah. So sorry, just detour.
No,
Priyanka,
that was amazing.
Priyanka drunk on a boat. I literally, that's what I googled, and that came up. Priyanka drunk on a boat.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, good times. So they're, you know, thriving.
Yeah, clearly
everyone's thriving.
Yeah,
we're back to thriving. Yeah. Okay, do we feel comfortable selecting now a baddest bitch? Have we covered all the normal bases?
Okay.
All right. Who would you like to nominate for baddest bitch of the week?
I'm going to nominate good old Sophie Turner Jonas.
Yes.
Because, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of that dress, but
no.
She looked beautiful.
She looked happy.
She looked happy. He looked happy. I don't know how he managed to get that, but like, congratulations.
You did it.
And it's great. And they seem like genuinely happy and in love.
Did you see the photos from their rehearsal dinner?
Mm-hmm.
So like, they requested everyone wear white, mm-hmm. and then they showed up in like red. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes,
that's great.
I love all of this.
That's great.
I'm going to just piggyback on Sophie Jonas. Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's great.
Amazing. And she had a movie come out recently that she was like pretty much the star of.
Yeah.
Like
living her best life.
Getting married in Paris like a princess.
Yeah.
To a boy bander.
Yeah.
Like
what could go wrong? And I love seeing videos of her at concerts, because sometimes she goes by herself and she's just like singing every word and dancing and the most excited. She fangirls just with everyone else. Like she's a goddamn delight. So Sophie Jonas, congratulations. Baddest bitch of the week. You nailed the Jonas.
You nailed the Jonas.
Yeah, you did it.
Proud of you.
Hot dog cannon. Shoom, 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 shoom. Hot dogs in your face. Mm. Do you have any appreciation hot dogs you like to shoot out into the universe?
I want to appreciate hot dog macaroni and cheese from El Pollo Loco and KFC.
I was not expecting, you know, El Pollo Loco to be your...
El Pollo Loco and KFC mac and cheese are very similar.
Yeah.
It's like the fake gooey Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
That shouldn't taste good.
Yeah. That never sets. Do you know what I mean?
Never.
Even like if you have it sitting out for a long time, it's
still
soupy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the tits. I love it. I don't know why I go to like a Mexican inspired chicken restaurant and I get a mac and cheese side, but I love it.
Whatever makes you happy.
It's great. I love it. It's like tortillas, chicken, hot sauce,
mac and cheese. I'd like to send an appreciation hot dog to hot dogs.
Ooh,
I fucking love hot dogs. And tis the motherfucking season.
Are you having a breakfast hot dog moment again?
I haven't had a hot dog in a little bit, okay. But like, tis the season for hot dogs.
Absolutely.
It's hot dog time. This is their moment. This is when they really shine.
It's hot dog time.
Hot dog time. So like, I love a good hot dog.
Here's what I appreciate too about summertime. A nice like grilled hot dog or grilled burger with like the char marks
and
like smoky flavor and the juices.
Yeah.
That's A+.
It's A+. Appreciate. Mm-hmm. Appreciate hot dog to a hot dog. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to appreciate that I love this vegetable soup from Ruby's. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so good. And I was at the grocery store the other day, and you know how they have like your like kiosks that have your like deli stuff or you like a salad bar and like big giant things of soup. So they had a vegetable soup and I was like, oh, okay. And I like smelled it and I looked at it and I'm like, this is the exact same soup from Ruby's. And so now I found an equivalent soup. I have a source.
So well, it's probably not the same.
It's probably the. I honestly then got it and I ate it. I'm like, I literally think this is the exact same soup. So they have to be using the same supplier, and it's fucking delicious.
And like half the price.
And like half the price.
And you get to take it home.
I can enjoy it from the comfort of my home.
Oh my
God. And it was right. And I just bought a whole fucking French loaf to just dip in that because it was right next to each other. And I was like, you know what also sounds good? A fucking giant thing of bread.
That sounds incredible. Like, appreciate your hot dog to soup. But like, describe the soup for me. Is it like a creamy vegetable or is it like a brothy?
It's like a brothy vegetable. Okay. So they have, so it has like all your vegetables. They're all there.
Carrots, celery, onions,
zucchini. Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Zucchini. There's like some weird grainy thing that I don't know what it is, but like it's very, the broth is super flavorful because that's the problem with a lot of broths is they're just like, bleh. But the broth is super flavorful. So there's also like tomatoes and other things. It's just like, it's so good. It's, I don't normally like vegetable soups because I don't like a creamy base one. Mm-hmm. And they tend to just be like carrots and celery.
Yeah, basically. And you're the broth is great. Just like store-bought chicken broth.
Exactly.
And it's like, or vegetable broth, I guess. But it's like, okay.
Yeah. But this is so good. There's a little potato moment happening. Like, a
potato?
Yeah. It's so good.
Bitch.
So like, I'm thrilled that I now found like a dupe. If it's not the same, it's a dupe, yeah. Right? And that I can have it at any point. That's because incredible. I had my first day off on Sunday in 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It had been 4 solid weeks. And my whole body just like stopped. It was like, okay, good. Because we're going to like need to take a minute. Mm-hmm. We're going to run a fever and your feet are going to swell. And you're going to just sit there and watch TV and eat your vegetable soup, you dumb bitch.
I love that. Your body is like, you need to sit down.
Yeah. You need to sit down and you need to relax. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disappointment dog. My feet have just been swelling for no reason.
I think it's a summer moment too, though. Like, maybe everything's swelling, everything's hot, everything's engorged.
I'm also afraid I have diabetes.
Oh. Well, that's,
you know. I shouldn't. I've had my blood tests did like a gajillion times and never has anyone been like, oh, you might have to do it. And I'm not a big like sweet girl.
Yeah.
But I love a carb, which just turns into sugar.
Exactly.
So
you're fine.
I'm probably fine, but I'm like, let's not have diabetes.
Let's not.
Let's not do that.
Let's not. Disappointment dog to the gentleman I saw the other day with the Monster energy drink logo tattooed onto his face.
No! Tattooed on his face?
Yeah, like on the side, like from like the eyebrow down the side of like his cheek.
Oh!
Yeah, like right on the side.
Damn,
a Monster energy drink logo on his face, and I'm like, are you supposed to be badass? Because
I wonder if like that was like a thing, like we'll give you $10,000 if you, or if he was just like, you know what I fucking love so much?
Monster energy,
and I don't want it to ever be covered. I want it on my fucking face. Monster energy.
It was, I don't know, I don't know.
On his face. On his
face.
Jesus Christ. You know, when you were saying that he had a tattoo, I was, you know what I was expecting you to say? Like on the back of his head.
Wow.
Like he was like shaved and like had like Monster energy but on the back of his head. But even that's like
fine because you can grow your hair out and boom.
Or put on a hat.
And boom. But no.
On the side of your face.
Side of his face.
Where you'd have like teardrops or like other like prison tattoos. Yeah. He just put Monster energy.
To be fair, he had
a choice.
He was a man. He had a lot of other. He had other tattoos on his face. He had tattoos on his head. He did have a shaved head. He had tattoos like on his neck and his arms. But I was so distracted by the Monster Energy drink logo that I didn't really even take note.
You're like, I can't of even understand the rest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you were more outgoing, you could have been like, sir,
can you?
I need to know the story behind the Monster Energy tattoo. Yeah. Wow. We need to get tattoos.
I know. I don't have an idea for like an us tattoo, but I do have an idea for a me tattoo.
Ooh.
But I still need to work it out.
Okay. You're still working at it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
But I also want to get like us tattoos. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like if we get them together, I want to get us tattoos.
Yeah. What if it just says us? Just in like type, it's just us. Okay, cool.
We've been talking about getting tattoos for literally, I think, like, the whole duration of this pod. Like, literally. For 4 years. Five years almost. Yeah.
And we've been like, let's do it. And then we just keep pussying out.
Well, it's not... I mean, yeah. But it's also like, we don't know what.
We don't know what. And who has the time?
Who has the time? Meanwhile, cut to us sitting on our asses eating soup.
I'm just eating so much soup.
I don't have the time.
I'm watching Netflix.
I'm so busy.
That's a good point. But I did need to, like, relax one day.
Yeah, no, you did.
I didn't need to spend that one day getting a tattoo.
No, absolutely not.
There's also tattoos.
Yeah.
Which is also very funny. But, like, will it be funny when we're, like, 65?
And will anyone else think it's funny?
No. But, like, do we hear what other people think?
No. But when we're explaining, when they're like, what's the meaning behind your tattoo? You're like, it's a tattoo.
And they're like what?
And then they'll just be awkward.
Well, you remember that girl group in the, like, late 90s?
Like, no.
Tattoo, all the things you said, running through my head. And then they're like, no. And they're like, well... They were called tattoo, so we got a tattoo, and then they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I still kind of really like it. I still really like
just
the tattoo.
Just, like, troll our own bodies with a shitty tattoo.
I'm here for it. Me too. I'm here for it. It's just, like, on my shoulder blade.
Like, very artsy and like
there's like something like some like flower surrounding it or
something.
Or
like
nonsense.
Get it on like the rib cage under your boob.
I'm not mad at the tattoo.
I'm not mad at it because it's so funny.
But will it be funny?
No.
When we're senior citizens.
Absolutely not. Well, maybe.
When we're getting discounted coffee.
And then, oh my god, but then that's like such an old person joke, and we will love to tell it to like unsuspecting strangers. Like, we won't even wait for them to ask us. We'll just like
be like, hey, look at this. You just like pull
you
down your shoulder.
From the 90s, they'll be like, no.
They're like 26. They're like, no.
I was born in 2042, and we'll be like, loser.
You don't even know what real music was. Real music was this one hit wonder girl band named Tattoo.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Any other producer appreciation hot dog?
I appreciate that KFC has the gall.
Oh my god.
I haven't had it yet. I'm very excited to try it.
The balls.
To make a Cheeto sandwich, as well as a whole Cheeto menu, and I'm here for it, and I'm ready and. Take me away, Colonel.
I say you can't knock it till you've tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just cheese.
No. Cheetos.
Yeah.
Are not anywhere close to cheese.
I mean, but it's like cheese adjacent flavor.
Okay.
And I feel like no matter what, we need to support this venture for KFC because I want them to come back and do a hot Cheetos version of it.
All right. Well, next week we'll bring them on. Yes. New flavor of old favorites. We'll do the Cheeto sandwich.
Oh, I'm so excited. And the Cheeto popcorn chicken. Yep. And the Cheeto whatever else they have.
Yep.
And the side of mac and cheese that it comes
with. Yep.
I'm mad at it. Yeah. I will tell you fully, I'm mad at it. So
whatever. You can't knock it till you tried it.
I know. I need to try to keep an open mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Producer, any disappointment dogs? Okay, cool. All right, let's do Kumquat Corner.
Oh. Kumquat Corner.
And finished off with a burp. All right, so we have a couple questions. The first comes from, and I'll read both of his because it's split between two tweets. Okay, who is a bigger Patriot based on intros alone? Jack Swagger, Kurt Angle, or Hulk Hogan? Also, fuck, marry, kill those three. Mm-hmm. Also, what is your favorite holiday movie for today? do you think Toby Keith committed 9/11 in order to write songs about it and get rich? Well, let's just start with that one. No.
Probably not.
I'm going to say no.
Probably not.
I'm going to go with a no on that one, and then we'll go back to who's the bigger patriot based on their intros. Jack Swagger, Kurt Angle, Hulk Hogan.
I mean, I feel like Jack Swagger does pledge allegiance to our nation every time.
Yes. So he does do the We the People, yeah, hand over his heart.
Kurt Angle is an Olympian.
He's an Olympian. He fought
for our country.
Sort of.
In a way.
In a way.
In his own way.
He competed on behalf of our country.
Hulk Hogan is a racist, also very American. So
hella American. That's like almost the most American.
Exactly. So it's very hard to choose between those three.
I'm gonna just eliminate Hulk Hogan.
Because he's a piece of shit.
Because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm also just gonna come out and say I'm gonna kill him. Okay. Of my fuck Mary Kill, Hogan, you're dead.
Yeah.
I'm not marrying you, I'm not fucking you.
Yeah. I would say I would give Angle a fuck, a one time fuck, and then move on. He would be he would be a one and done.
Yeah, 100%.
But I would try it.
Yeah, of course.
I would want to see what that neck looks like in action.
And I'd want him to wear that little tiny cowboy hat.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Obviously. And his Olympic medal.
And his I'm wearing his Olympic medal.
Oh, nice.
He's wearing the little itty-bitty cowboy hat.
Nice. Okay, so then I guess I'm marrying Jack Swagger, which I'm not mad at.
No.
He's got a lisp.
It's so cute and endearing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine.
Gives him a personality.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, but who's the most patriotic?
I'm going to say Jack Swagger. He pledges allegiance to our country daily.
Daily.
When was the last time you pledged allegiance to our country?
Oh, God.
Exactly.
It was actually not that long ago, and it felt uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Like, it hadn't, I want to say it was in the last, like, 6 months. Where was it? It was, like, a graduation, maybe? I think it was at a graduation mm-hmm. that I went to, and it was just like, this is weird.
Yeah. And he pushes through that awkwardness and still does it, so.
I'm going to say that Kurt Angle is more patriotic.
Okay.
Because he's an Olympian. He's always leaned in hard to America. Mm-hmm. He's always in red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. And Jack Swagger, for a lot of his career, also was a piece of shit mm-hmm. that was racist and terrible, mm-hmm. a la Hulk Hogan. I mean, that was his character. I don't think that's who he was as a person.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, that's who he was as a person.
It was mostly the old guy following him around.
Yes, but the old guy following him around was his, like, it was his Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
He spoke on his behalf.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
You got to be careful with who you put in those positions of power. Yeah, so we're in agreement that we're marrying Jack Swagger, we're fucking Kurt Angle, we're killing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I think. Excellent. I think everyone's in agreement on that. our favorite holiday movie for today.
Oh, that one. I mean, I don't really watch holiday movies.
Independence Day starring Will Smith. Men in Black starring Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Wild Wild West starring Will Smith. Big Willie style. I mean, I don't watch movies on the 4th of July. And if I do, I watch like
Hallmark movies.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
That's it. The second one, though, is very patriotic.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah. So, the 4th of July. I mean, do I have it's 4th of July, I need to watch this movie? No.
I think also Jaws would be considered like a 4th of July movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have Will Smith. So.
No. So it's already like way down on the list.
So it's not really my fave. pretty much anything with Will Smith, I'll watch. What's that one he was in with Angelina Jolie? Fishtails?
What?
You know the animated one?
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale.
Oh,
Where Angelina Jolie was a sexy fish.
I have never seen this movie. I've heard of it.
Okay.
But I've never seen it. I did not realize that it featured Angelina Jolie and Will Smith, Big Willie style.
Yeah, absolutely it did.
Okay. Who knew? I didn't see it. And I didn't know she was a sexy fish.
Oh, the sexiest fish you've ever seen.
If you could have a fish be sexy, it was that fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Angel, it's all red. Angel says, hi, my booze.
Hi.
He says, first off, what do y'all do on the 4th of July? My favorite barbecue when we do 4th is fajitas, ribs, chicken, rice, charro beans, pico de gallo, and guacamole. We like to throw a little Mexican spice on the 4th in our house. We pop fireworks. And he also says, how have you all been? How's work? Karma? How are the customers at your job? They suck. What's been up? Work sucks. How's y'all week? It sucks. Producer, how are you? How's your week been?
I like how he specifically called you two out. Yeah. And like, hi, direct questions. Because Carolyn, go fuck yourself.
He knows that if you start talking about how your week's been, you'll just cry.
I'll be like, well.
Yeah, you'll get too deep. You'll cry. It'll bring us all down. Whereas, you know, producer and I are very concise. Work True. Sucks. Customers suck. Everything sucks. But, you know, if they want to pay me to process bullshit, then whatever.
Fine. I'll take your money.
Take your money.
My week was actually good, for the record.
Okay.
I wouldn't have cried.
Okay. Well, that remains to be seen.
But it is risky. It's a risky move.
Yes, exactly.
So I understand.
So, he knows. He understands. Also, what do we do on the 4th of July? I normally stay home because I am a hermit and I don't like loud noises or large groups of people. I do like food and I do like barbecue. So sometimes I do begrudgingly attend like a block party.
Yeah.
But
do you want to go to one tonight? You can say
Magic 8 Ball says
outlook not good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't. And fireworks stress me out because I feel like every firework is going to light a house on fire. So I'm like not a huge 4th of July person. Mm-hmm. I mostly do what I do every other night, which is stay home and play video games in my PJs.
I love it.
Yeah.
I normally go to my aunt has a whole like block party situation mm-hmm. where they like shut down the whole street and everyone just barbecues in their front yard and kids run around and it's crazy. And I normally go to that. And then I also go to a friend's house who always has a party at her house, too. I am always home before it is dark because I hate with a passion fireworks.
Yeah.
They're a waste of money. They're bad for the environment. They're loud. They smell. I hate them.
And also, you have to remember, we come from a land where we can literally go see Disneyland fireworks any day.
Yeah.
That, like, put on a whole, like, production with music and style.
So watching like a fucking tiny spinning flower.
Watching some dude,
I'm like, no thank you,
put a firework in the middle of the street, light it, and then awkwardly run away from it for it to pop off 3 seconds later and everyone
and just
go, woo!
And just like, yeah, just like ding, 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 yeah, ding, and then it's over and we're like, wow,
yeah,
and that cost you $20.
Yeah. So
what a waste.
Full disclosure, we're not fireworks people.
But I like to eat.
We do like to eat.
I love a barbecue.
I like to eat and drink.
I love community. You know, I like hanging with my family and my friends.
Yeah.
And eating and then leaving and coming home and comforting my cats.
Yeah.
When fireworks are going off.
Yeah. Also, Stan the Dry Bear at Stan the Dry Bear, speaking of fireworks, asks, what is the best firework? And it's a professional one done at Disneyland.
Of the professional ones, though, my favorite are the ones that, like, they're white and they, like, blow up really big and then they like fall down.
Yeah.
Like they're cascading into
I know exactly the kind.
You know
which
one I'm talking about.
That's not like the big boom boom ones that look like pom poms.
No. Not the ones that look like pom pom. It's like it has like the like spikes.
Yeah.
Right? And then
like a starburst.
Like a starburst and then like it starts to like twinkle star down when it's like dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly the ones.
I think they're so beautiful and pretty and majestic.
Yes, I do like those. And I also like the kinds that just kind of like soar across the night sky and don't really do like a big boom. They're just kind of like, like a whistle or like a subtle.
Or like a shooting star.
Yeah.
They're like, zoom.
Yes, zoom. I like a subtle firework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite fireworks are the ones that are supposed to look like something. So like a shape or a face, but they have to not come out right. So they look all warped.
Yeah. Like and you're the fuck is that supposed to be?
You know, like the ice creams with the melted faces like that, but in firework form.
Yeah,
those are the only
good
fireworks.
Or I feel like
when they go terribly wrong.
Like it's supposed to be a smiley face and it's like the circle and the eyes aren't even in the circle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or like I feel like the smiley face fireworks, the smiley face is always upside down.
Or they,
always
upside down and always so like oblong that it looks like Hey Arnold's head.
Yeah. Football head.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The best fireworks.
Oh, thank you, Kumquats. Man, it's been a minute since we've done a Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah. And that one was very stressful.
It wasn't, because I knew, like, immediately. I'm like, well, the kill is easy.
Yeah.
And I've, like, I have always liked Kurt Angle, so I have, like, no real reservations. Like, I've already fantasy booked it with the tiny hat. Like, I was like, no, I know. Yeah, this is how it would happen. It.
Yeah.
This is how this would happen. Then Jack Swagger seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
We could, you know, live a life.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other fuck, marry, kills I want to just do, like, right now.
Fuck, marry, kill. Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Emma.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm marrying Billy.
Okay.
That's a forever fuck.
That's a forever fuck.
Right? So I'm marrying Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to kill either of them.
Fuck, marry, exile. Like, they just have to go spend a night on a deserted island a la Survivor. Like, we won't be aggressive with them because we love them all. And we cherish them all. So we're just going to exile them for a night, but they'll come back.
All right. I think I'm exiling Emma.
Mm. And
I'm fucking Peyton.
Oh. I think I'd fuck Emma.
Yeah. Right? Like, now I'm just like, wait, maybe it would be...
I think I'd fuck Emma.
And you're exiling Peyton.
I think, unfortunately, just for a night.
But here's what I'm thinking. I mean, but she couldn't come back into my world. She could go, like, live her life somewhere else, but absolutely. She couldn't be around. Like, I wouldn't want to deprive Billy of her best friend.
No, absolutely not.
So, like, that's why I'm like, I got to keep Peyton around.
Yeah, so you exile her for Emma... the night that you're spending with Billy. And then they go back, and they're fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in.
Listen, here's the thing. They're all great.
maybe we should change it to fuck, marry, exile.
Yeah. So it's not so aggressive.
Yeah.
Because we're not very aggressive people like that.
No, we don't want to kill anyone. I mean, maybe Hulk Hogan. Just kidding. We don't want to kill anyone. For the record, internet, we don't want to kill anyone. We're not those people.
Right. But if you had to banish... somebody.
If I had to banish, yeah. Fuck, marry, banish.
But I feel like Hulk Hogan would be like a permanent banish.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can decide in the moment. Like, is it a banishment, a temporary or a permanent banishment? Yeah. He's a permanent banishment.
Banished, yeah.
You banished.
Whereas Peyton is like a day, you know?
Sure.
Like, yeah, she'll be fine. She'll just do some yoga on the beach.
Yeah.
And
she'll crack open a coconut.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
She'll be great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She could survive.
Absolutely.
All right. We did it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss? Mm-mm. Producer, are you good? All right, cool. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. A 4th of July Stone Cold Steve Austin episode.
An extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza. We need you to do a few things for us. Please go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast and all the other podcasts of the network. Also, go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. That's where you can monetarily support our programming and give us money.
Please.
And you will get not just our bonus content, but you'll also get all the bonus content of all the other shows in the network. So that's exciting. So there's super secret episodes there. You can be part of our Discord where, like, I have to sometimes, like, I go to the Discord and I'm like, Carolyn, you cannot say things like that in public. And then I have to, like, scale it back and be like, you can't say that. But I do say
a lot.
On there. Mm-hmm. We communicate quite a bit, like things we would communicate in text. Yeah. A lot of times we're communicating it in Discord.
Right.
In Discord.
Yeah.
So direct access to us all the time.
It's fun.
On our phones in Discord. Great. But it's super fun. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to follow us on the internet, you can do so at the Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
Also, please, sirs, madams, and other non-binary folks, please subscribe to our show.
Please.
Please. On Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Play Store or wherever you listen to us through your headphones into your ear holes.
Yeah.
Subscribe. share us. Let your friends know about us. Let your lovers know about us. Let your family, your loved ones know. You know, I think we're fun for the whole family. I think we're fun for all ages. I think, you know, there's something for everyone.
I think you need to be at least 13. I'm going to say we're a PG-13 plus.
Okay.
Right?
That's fair.
Like, I don't think we're getting worse than PG-13.
I don't think so either.
Like, you can drop a couple Fs.
Yeah.
And a boob. And we don't even put boobs. Actually, I don't know that you can have a boob in a PG-13. Yeah, I'm getting a shaking of head from producer. He's like, boob. No, I know when you can have a boob.
Not a boob?
That is definitely not in a PG-13.
A boob makes it R?
Yeah.
A single flash 90, of boob?
One flash of boob is a...
A single nip?
99% of the time, yes. More than like two Fs or a boob gets you an R.
A boob?
So what if you like hands like this over the nips?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's all around. It's when there's just like a little bit of nip that they're like, you're R.
Yeah.
Okay. So then no nipple.
No nip.
Side boob.
Yeah. We'll give you side.
Some classy
under,
side boob is definitely PG-13.
Side boob, okay. Under boob, inner boob, over boob.
Okay. But no nipple.
But no nip.
The nip is forbidden, as we all know. How dare we? How dare we even have nipples, first of all? Disgusting.
Just so gross.
But yeah, no. Tell everyone. We're for everyone, PG-13 and above. And make sure you leave a rating and a review. 5 stars for buttholes. 5 stars for side boob. 5 stars for hanging out with your friends at barbecues. And playing Super Mario Maker 2 on your Switch.
I will say my sister has listened to our podcast on speaker with my 3-year-old niece. So
that's
was like,
great.
I was like, do not do that. I say so many bad words. She's like, eh. But the other day she was listening to it and she just tried to talk back to the podcast because she thought it was me on the phone. And she was like, no, she's not here. This is just her radio show. And she's like, oh, OK, whatever. And left.
Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
But she was like trying to talk to me like, Aunt Carolyn, what the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, you're not saying.
Can you
name?
Just like take a breath so I can talk?
That's cute.
But yeah, no, she's very sweet. My Ivy girl's very sweet and I love her. All right. Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Leave a review. 5 stars. We need it.
We need it
very much. Please. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. All right. Happy 4th. Everyone be safe. I mean, it's the 5th. So I hope you had a safe 4th. You know, it's still going to be the weekend. So don't drink and drive and be safe and be good.
That's right.
Be kind to one another.
That's right.
But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. We love you and we want to remind you to tell people that you love them because it is important. And never forget to fart with reckless abandon. Mm. Bye. Bye. Yeah. Miss Ivy.
That's funny.
My brother texted me yesterday, LOL Jafar. I was like, what? I'm like, what?
Okay.
He's like, I'm listening to your podcast when you should have said Scar, but you said Jafar, and then you were supposed to say something else, and you didn't. And I'm like, and he's like, and I'm dying. But he just. LOL
that was weeks ago.
Jafar. And
that
I'm
was,
like,
and that was weeks ago. That wasn't
what?
Even recent.
And then I was afraid. I'm like, did I compare him to Jafar? Like, I'm trying to think, like, what did I do with Jafar?
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.